Vivek, do you feel that as well as helping farmers and other workers overseas, that getting children involved with fair trade will have an influence on their attitudes to principles of fairness and justice more generally?
I do agree. I strongly agree that getting to the children would help to get to the adults. If they are passionate, if they can see where the funds are going, if they can see how help is given to other people around the world, I think there is where we need to target. And doing it in a school to target people around the world and even in the UK to help others, I think there is where we should go. Get to the children, let them understand where this money is going, where this, when they buy a product, how much of that is going towards another family, another child in another country. So I think that is the main thing, is to get the children to understand how they can help other people around the world. It does link with that. It does link to the curriculum because we have to cover PSHE, RE, and when they talk about how other people around the world are suffering, how much they have to do in order to achieve, they do. You can see it in their faces when that lesson is being done, how much they're thinking in their head how other people are suffering around the world. So they do take that into consideration when going shopping. They should be able to at least buy a product, and only one product would be helping someone else around the world.
So being a fair trade school very much enhances the other areas of the curriculum.
Absolutely, it does. Overwhelming response from parents. They would give in abundance, not only financially, but their help in terms of what we need to do in terms of finishing a project. So they do help in other ways. Holly Hobbies, on a Wednesday afternoon, they would have done all the T-shirts for the fashion show. One of the year sixes, very musical young man, Seb, he taught the others the drumming skills. So it's incorporating every aspect of learning.
It's really quite exciting, isn't it?
It's more than exciting. It's challenging, it's fun, and it's a process of learning. So we do love it, and we have a passion for it, and we'll continue to do that as far as we can go.
Now, also with us this morning is Carol Quay from the Brentwood Fairtrade Steering Group. Carol, we're part of the world's biggest coffee morning today for Macmillan Cancer Support. And I guess when people think of fair trade, coffee is one of the first products that they think of, but it's so much more than that, isn't it?
The list now of fair trade products that are available is really phenomenal. It's really quite amazing. It can vary from beverages to different types of food and fruit and things like footballs, wine, roses, but it goes on and on. I'm always surprised when I go to fair trade conferences and I see more and more products, soap, all sorts of things that I just didn't know existed, you know, that come under the fair trade label. So that's really gratifying, really good to know.
Carol, you worked very hard, I know, as a group to get official fair trade recognition for Brentwood as a town, which was awarded, what was it, a couple of years ago now. How do you feel about Holly Trees being Brentwood's very first fair trade school?
It's absolutely brilliant, really inspiring. You know, it was such a privilege to be perhaps involved in as much as I came along, gave a talk to the Holly Trees pupils and staff. Was it year 5 and 6, I believe? And they were so receptive, so enthusiastic. It was wonderful to see and to experience that ongoing enthusiasm and commitment. The way they've, you know, worked so hard to create their own designer T-shirts with a fair trade theme, to practice drumming. I've been along to see that, to take part in the fair trade fortnight event that we held. You know, it's been so remarkable, and I do so hope that the message gets out to other schools in the area that they can do it as well. It has been a real accomplishment, and thank goodness we've got teachers like Vivek and Sue who've really channeled this enthusiasm in such a productive way.
Now, as I was saying, we at Phoenix are delighted that we're one of quite a few local organisations that publicly supports fair trade. Presumably you're always looking for more businesses, schools, other groups to sign up as well.
We are. We've been very, very pleased that a couple of hairdressers in the area, one in Crown Street, the hair company, and another one, I'm just trying to remember the name. I think it's Hair by Chantel. I might get that wrong. Forgive me, Chantel, if I have. She's based in Pilgrim's Hatch. They've committed very, very much to fair trade by serving fair trade beverages to customers and promoting fair trade. And, you know, there's always room for other businesses to come forward and say, we'd like to be involved. And we'd be so eager to meet up with them, talk to them, and see how we can spread the word and promote fair trade at every opportunity.
And I guess given what Vivek's been saying about how it really sort of ties in and supports the rest of the curriculum and makes children aware of the wider world and the plight of people and questions of fairness and justice and things, you particularly encourage other schools to follow Holly Tree's lead as well, would you?
Absolutely, yes. I think there's a real opportunity here, as Vivek described, for it to fit into the curriculum very, very easily, covering all areas of the work that the children do and promoting a really, really important concept, you know, that the word can be spread around so easily and so vigorously through children.
And let's not forget, it's not just about fair trade this morning and celebrating Holly Tree's becoming Brentwood's first fair trade school. The main reason we're here is for Macmillan. And it's great to see two very worthwhile organisations, quite different aims you've got, but coming together and complementing each other.
Absolutely, and there's no reason why more of this can't be done, because a coffee morning, of course, we can serve fair trade, you know, tea, coffee and other items quite easily, but still raise money for very, very worthwhile charities such as Macmillan.
Vivek, before we go, tell us in one sentence why Holly Trees is such a great school.
Holly Trees, I would say, and I would say to anyone else, is the best school in Brentwood. But the fact that they do not only think about themselves, but they think about others. That's what the staff is like. That's what the children are like. They always think of someone else, make someone else comfortable, make someone else happy, give a smile. So we will continue to do that. And I'm hoping that we would be able to achieve more than what we already achieve.
That was more than one sentence, but I'll let you off. Vivek Singh from Holly Trees Primary School and Carol Quay from the Brentwood Fair Trade Steering Group. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.